All right, welcome to segment two of the 3-point stance. Starting out on segment two here, we're going to look at our top performers of the week, let you know who had the best games.
After that, we're going to go into playoff flex players. These are if you have a flex position on your team and you're looking, wondering, you know, some people, players that you might kind of been hemming and hawing about all season, who's going to get you a win in your playoffs. So moving on first, Rob, going to take us away on this segment. Top performers for the week, what are we looking at?
Okay, thanks, Brad. For the quarterback performer this week, Matt Schaub at 25 points. Running back Darren McFadden put up 38. Wide receiver DeSean Jackson at 27. Tight end Jason Witten put up 18 points. Kicker Jay Feely, I said kicker, put up 28 points.
Ridiculous.
And then the defense, the Steelers had 25.
Jay Feely, 28 points. This has got to be some kind of a record, right?
I think so. And, I mean, honestly, this week, who saw, you know, the quarterback being Schaub?
Yeah.
I mean, and the tight end being Witten? I mean, really?
Yeah. up until Monday night, the quarterback was Alex Smith, actually. So.
Oh, wow. This has been a horrible week.
Consider that for me.
Down the line, you know, things get kind of crazy just before playoff time.
That's true.
To finish out two and top performers, our top team for the week, you would have also added in Tim Hightower at the flex position with 24, wide receiver Andre Johnson with 26, and you would also add in Michael Turner, running back, with 30, for your total of 241 points for the very best team this week.
241, that is nuts.
So if you got less than that, you're horrible and you should never play fantasy football again.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. All right, let's move on here. Playoff flex players.
I'm dead, Flexi.
And like I said before, this is we're going to go through a very long list that we put together of players, and we're going to tell you what we think about these players going on into your playoffs. Are they going to get you a win? Are these people that you kind of need to let go of, kick them off your team, and look elsewhere? So, Rob, you're going to take us away on this segment.
Okay. We're going to start with some running backs here. I'm going to shoot this over to Jason to start.
Okay.
For our running backs this week, we've got Ryan Matthews, Brian Westbrook, Jonathan Stewart, and Cedric Benson. Give me some reasons why these guys may or may not break the team.
Okay, well, I think out of those, if I'm going to have to choose maybe two out of those, the first one I like is Jonathan Stewart. He didn't give us much the beginning half of the season to show what he can do. He's come back in the last couple of games, though, and has looked pretty good. You know, and Mike Goodson is sort of up and down there. You know, he's doing his thing there as well. I think Jonathan Stewart is probably the lead back, though. I think he's going to get most of the carries and have good production. The other one, I think, is Ryan Matthews. He had almost identical production to Mike Tolbert this week, and I think he's the guy that they want to be the lead back there. So I think he's going to get, you know, a little bit more of the carries now that he's shown that with the exact same number of carries, he can get that same type of production.
Okay. Brad?
I'm not sold on Matthews. I don't believe in it. I don't buy in it. I would say Cedric Benson, I think, is an interesting option. I think that he's had some pretty good carries throughout the season. Rob, actually, do you have some stats on Cedric Benson there?
I do. Yep, he actually has had 245 rushing attempts this season, only 856 yards on those 245, mm-hmm. and six touchdowns.
Six touchdowns was more than I expected from him.
Well, and I mean, it kind of goes back to what we always say: when you're the only show in town, name the other running back from Cincinnati,
Bernard Scott.
Okay, anyway, but, you know, I mean, talk about someone who, you know, really gets production there. If they get down within the 5-yard line, if they're not passing, you know, Cedric Benson is going to get the carries. So from that list, I would probably say that he would be the top back I think I would take out of those guys.
Yeah, I've got to agree with your analysis there on Benson. 245 means by the end of the season, he'll definitely be over the 300 mark.
Mm-hmm.
So he definitely has the opportunity. Some of the other guys, I don't really see the opportunities. Westbrook still has talent. He proved that to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm going to go with Benson and Westbrook solely just because as long as Westbrook stays healthy, he proved, like I said, he proved that he still has what it takes to play in the NFL.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. That's true.
Moving on now, I'd like to go to wide receivers. The wide receivers I've got, and I'm going to start this one off with Brad. We've got Chad Ochocinco,
mm-hmm.
Santana Moss,
right.
Brandon Marshall, and Kenny Britt. What do you think? Who's going to be the guy to actually get you that playoff win?
If I'm going to take two, I think I'm going to take Santana Moss as one of them. He's actually on one of my teams. And he's been one of those players that I've kind of been not sure of on a week-to-week basis. But it seems like every time I decide to not play him, he does good. And every time I play him, he doesn't do that great.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot with him. But, you know, typically when he does well, he does very well. And McNabb's looking for him. The other one, I think I would have to say Kenny Britt. Just because he's a touchdown machine. If you're looking for yardage or PPR in your league, he's probably not the best option for you. But when it comes down to getting into the red zone, he's got that large frame, and I think that they look for him in the end zone. But yeah, and I just don't trust Brandon Marshall. He's too inconsistent for me to really feel good about starting. Yeah, and who was the other wide receiver?
We had Kenny Britt, Brandon Marshall, Santana Moss, and Chad Ochocinco.
Oh, Chad Ochocinco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's T.O.'s team. It's the T.O. show.
Yeah.
It's popcorn ready. So, yeah.
It's going to be a show. Yeah.
So those are the two I would take.
Okay. Jay?
I don't believe in Chad Ochocinco because of T.O. that being there. I think he's getting the majority of the touches there, and I don't believe in Santana Moss. I owned him on a team earlier this year. I've just seen his production steadily drop off, and it looks like McNabb is looking more for Anthony Armstrong and Chris Cooley and players like that. So I would go for the other two, the Kenny Britt and who was the last one?
Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall. I would, actually. I think he's too talented of a player, I think, to hold down for too long. And he's been having a really rough season. I think he's going to get in there. I think he's going to, pick it up coming up the last couple weeks of the season here.
To kind of go on that too, Jason, you were just talking about how it's going to be hard to hold him down. Looking at the stats, I think the only reason he's down is because he hasn't had a whole lot of touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He's only actually had 2 touchdowns for the season.
Wow.
But he has had 60 receptions for 709. Mm-hmm. If he steps it up in these last few games, I think it's feasible that he breaks 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Maybe breaks 80 receptions and mm-hmm. really shoots way up. So this may be his time to shine.
Yeah, just needs to get some touchdowns in there to really make it work.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if he catches 1 touchdown a game and gets, and he can do this, 10 receptions, 8, 9, 10 receptions these last few games.
Yeah, he's had games in Denver where he got, I think, 21 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, he can get 10.
His talent is there to do that. So, I'm definitely going to go with Marshall on you there. My other one, I hate to have to do this, but I think I am in a lead toward Chad Ochocinco. Even though he's been overshadowed by T.O., he still had 65 receptions this year for 795 and 4 touchdowns. Same thing with Marshall. If he steps it up a bit, 80 receptions is feasible on the year, possibly 1,000 yards, and at least a couple more touchdowns is feasible. So out of those guys, I think I got to go with Ochocinco and Marshall.
Okay.
So last couple things here. We're going to go with tight ends. Now, not in all leagues, they may not allow tight ends to be run in the flex position. Mm-hmm. Some leagues, I think, do, however.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we do want to talk about a couple tight ends that kind of we go, I don't know, each week. Rob Gronkowski and Brent Celek. Brad, what do you think?
I'm going to take the Gronk. I'm not a big believer in Brent Celek. I know he stepped it up in the past couple weeks, but I don't trust him. I still think that if Michael Vick is going to check down, as most quarterbacks does, he just ends up scrambling out of the pocket. Tom Brady has been playing lights out, been amazing, and really spreads the ball around. So I would feel more comfortable with Gronkowski versus Brent Celek in my eyes.
Jason?
I would actually go the opposite way. I think Gronkowski is more of a up and down player. He's more of a boom or bust. Tom Brady is turning into the Drew Brees type of player where he's hitting all his receivers, all his running backs. And, you never know that week that Gronkowski is going to get 3 touchdowns or is going to have 1 catch for 9 yards. And I think when you come to the playoffs, you need that consistent production. And I think Celek is going to be a more consistent production type of guy from here forward than Gronkowski is going to be.
Okay.
Gronkowski will have better weeks than Celek, but it'll be,
right.
One better week, 1 week of zero, 1 better week, 1 week, it's
okay. Kind of to agree with Jason, actually. I think I've got to go with Brent Celek. One, here's the caveat, huge Eagles fan. A lot of people know.
Yeah.
But also, earlier in the season, when Vic was announced as the starter, Celek was almost distraught.
Yeah.
Past couple weeks, though, we've seen Celek targeted several times. Celek needs to kind of step it up because there's been a couple times where Celek could have made huge plays mm-hmm. in the end zone and dropped the ball or missed a pass. But if Celek, with that caveat that if Celek does step it up, I think that Celek could easily outproduce Gronkowski.
All right, how we always like to wrap up our shows here, we want to do a shout-out. So I would like to give a shout-out to Jack Evelyn. Kind of helped us get our show started, helped us out with a lot of good ideas and kind of inspiration to all of us. So I want to give a shout-out to Jack Evelyn.
All right, my shout-out is going to be to Scott for joining us in the studio today and helping us with some of our segments here, providing some analysis for us.
All righty, thanks, Jay. And I'm going to keep it in the NFL. I'm going to shout-out Andre Johnson for putting up his biggest week of the season, 26 points, and helping me get yet another victory in my fantasy league.
Good week.
It's all about you, Rob. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm Brad.
I'm Honest Rob with Stats.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember, we want to hear from you. Send us your lineup questions and comments. You can email us at the3pointstance@gmail.com, and that is the number 3, not the word 3. Everybody remember to keep your fantasies on the field.